Okay, we want to welcome you back tonight as our NBA conversation continues. And this time we are going to shine the spotlight on the New York Knicks as they are finally making some serious strides. They are now trending and headed in the right direction despite their early season struggles. Head coach Mike Woodson, here he is. He's in his third season with the Knicks, and he is getting them closer into playoff position within the Eastern Conference. And they've had some impressive wins, especially when you start looking at the schedule in the month of January. Most notable, of course, was against the Spurs and the Heat. And right now, we are so delighted to welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio the New York Knicks sideline reporter, who, oh, by the way, I had an opportunity to meet her a few weeks ago up in Dallas at the Mavericks game when they faced the Knicks, and it is the lovely Tina Cervasio McKerney. It's great to have you on with us this weekend, Tina.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking forward to your analysis and perspective. So let's break down where the Knicks are, just this sudden transformation, and what has been the key for them being resuscitated, because they really have turned the corner.
Well, I really think it's a combination of a couple things. I mean, they started getting healthy bodies back. And from the start of the season, Raymond Felton was not healthy. He started with a hamstring injury. Then it turned into a hip injury. Then he took a cut. He missed six games, came back, and on that same game in Orlando, he then went out with a groin injury. So then he missed another four games. But following that, he essentially healed up the hamstring and the hip. And when they got Raymond Felton back, you saw a little bit of the offensive dynamic change, and they started to share the ball more. And you saw, you know, very balanced scoring. Because everyone's always talking about, you know, ISO Melo, and, you know, it's just, you know, Carmelo taking it one-on-one. But when Felton was in there, he was penetrating a lot. And that was, you know, drawing the defense in, and then he would kick it out to Carmelo. And you're getting more consistent games from Andrea Bargnani, I mean, who is with a new team. It's taken him kind of a while to get acclimated because so many players have been in and out of the rotation, that he was starting to be more consistent on both ends of the court. And it was just really a matter of getting Felton back, and also having a regular rotation of Kenyon Martin and Amari Stoudemire in it, because at the beginning of the season, the two of them were both on a minutes restriction. Kenyon Martin was coming off an ankle injury that he had suffered with the Knicks at the end of the season last year. And, of course, Amari Stoudemire was having all the knee issues. He had three knee surgeries, a procedure in the summertime. So it was a very slow comeback for Amari. But getting anywhere from 14 to 20 points for Amari off the bench now, and you get that effective defense from Kenyon Martin, a lot of this has all played into the reason why the Knicks have played so well in the month of, to start off January.
Tina Cervasio McKerney is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. She is the sideline reporter for the New York Knicks, and it is interesting you're talking about the health of the team, but what's been remarkable is that they have played well despite their center Tyson Chandler being out with that upper respiratory infection.
Yes, I mean, that was wild. They lost Chandler 4 minutes into the Dallas game, which was on their Texas Triangle trip. And essentially, and now he sort of revealed after the fact, he'd been suffering with bronchitis from the San Antonio game, which was January 2nd. Uh-huh. Knicks did win that game. They struggled and just missed. I mean, it was a great down-to-the-wire game against Houston, and then you lose Tyson in that Dallas game. And, yes, they're losing their defensive anchor, a guy who protects the rim, a guy who also, too, is really the rebounding fiend, and he's, you know, either there to rebound or put back. You need him so much around that rim on the offensive end as well. And he's also a great team leader. I mean, this guy, he's vocal, he communicates on defense, and when guys aren't communicating, things get quiet, and the defense gets sort of unorganized, he's the one there to kind of whip it back into shape. You know, he'll hold players and his teammates accountable, and he was not playing during a lot of that win streak as well after that. They won that game in Dallas, and they won four games after that, and that it was without Tyson. So they're, by just getting him back, and it's been slow since he came back too, because with bronchitis, I mean, you have to build up, you know, your lungs and everything about this game being in game shape. But I think just having his leadership on the floor and even on the bench, when he's got to get taken out after 7 minutes in the first quarter, but he's talking to guys on the bench. You know, whether usually Kenyon's the first guy to go in for for Tyson, so he's talking to just Stoudemire on the bench. He's talking to J.R. Smith, so that leadership is having an impact with him back there as well.
Well, the Knicks, they were 6-4 over the last 10 games. What happened in that game against the Bobcats? Was it just fatigue, perhaps, after playing in overtime against the Phoenix Suns?
interesting because I think it definitely was fatigue, but again, that's an excuse because, hey, this is the NBA. You have back-to-back games. You travel. You play overtime. The good teams are supposed to overcome that. Kenyon Martin, interesting, I was talking to him in Indiana, and he said, sometimes in the NBA, there's a particular team that has your number. He's like, I think the Bobcats just have our number. Kemba Walker plays very well against the Knicks because that was his hometown team. Kid grew up in the Bronx, you know, went to UConn. He's just, you know, he just gets up for those games, whether it's at Madison Square Garden or at home in Charlotte. And they also got Al Jefferson back, and Al had been playing, and it seemed like he peaked and had a season high, 35 points that night, I forget now, but he was outstanding. And he was in one of those zones where you just couldn't defend him. So, and that's also a team, too, under Clifford that has played very good defense since he has taken over as head coach. So this is a team on the rise, and they're young, and like Kenyon Martin said, they've got the Knicks number, so I think they kind of all equated to that's why they lost there.
Tina Servasio-McKerny is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the sideline reporter for the New York Knicks. One of my discussion points, I wanted us to include just the embattled shooting guard with J.R. Smith, you know, and tying Sean Marion's shoes a few weeks back at the free throw line in Dallas. He gets that, what, $50,000 fine. Help provide some insight on him. J.R. is a different kind of cat.
Yeah, well, this is JR. I mean, this is the JR that the NBA drafted. You know, he went to New Orleans his rookie year. He really hasn't changed. He has had some amazing bright spots, such as last season when he was named Sixth Man of the Year. And this was a guy off the bench that you could not stop scoring. He was getting to the rim, and then he also had a beautiful jump shot as well. He played very well last year, and it's been sort of under the tutelage of Mike Woodson. Mm-hmm. And Mike Woodson has held him accountable to be more mature, more professional, everything from just being controlled on the basketball court to where, you know, picking his sweatpants up and wearing them around his waist instead of, you know, around the middle of his thigh. I mean, those are things that Woodson has really worked with him, but for some reason this year, and this is after signing a 3-year contract extension with the New York Knicks, you know, JR has just been a little off, and it's caused problems both on the court. He has made some mistakes mentally. I'll tell you what, it's not malicious. He's a good kid. He loves his parents. His parents are on for every game. So it's not malicious or anything. It's just about his personality, but he is heading in the right direction right now, so hopefully he can hold on.
Well, listen, Tina, we are flat out of time. Good luck the rest of the way, and we hope to catch up with you again real soon and give us the pulse on the New York Knicks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa. Great being on with you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.